food crises are becoming more prolonged and complex. The second mess is about the driver of the food crisis. This year, the conflict has played a key role. Just to give you an idea, if we rank the, let's say, the 13 most severe crises in terms of number in the world, 10 out of 13 of these crises are due essentially to conflict. The third element is an element which is known because everyone is talking about the famous four famine in four countries, that is northeastern Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. And of course, this report focuses a lot about these four crises. In fact, I would say that the information that fed all the information around these four crises came from this global report.
Now, what makes this report an innovative tool in combating food insecurity in crisis areas?
The first point is the word partnership. There are many numbers which are floating around the number of people in food crisis and so on, different tools, different methods, different agencies. The strength of this report that is based on the consensus of all key agencies that work around food crisis. You have FAO, you have WFP, you have UNICEF, you have FUSNET, and you have some very important regional body like IGAD, SEALS, and others. And therefore, I would say there is a consensus on the number, which is very important in terms of decision-making. The second element, which is this report, is essentially based on a tool, which is the IPC, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, which was developed by FAO and now adopted by several agencies. So it's based on one single tool, which allows you to compare the severity of the crisis across country. I think it's also important to say that this report gives numbers about the food crisis, but it also gives you an idea of the structural causes which led to the different crises. And this, in a way, helps you to link a bit the famous divide between the humanitarian and development work, because it looks at the short-term effect of the crisis, but it also looks at the structural cases. And then the fifth element, which I think is very important, is that this report contains some likely scenario for 2017. This should help the international community to take early action of certain crises.
Why hasn't this type of collaboration happened before?
Well, two reasons. One is political reason, in the sense that the agency might have different interests and use different tools. But this has been somehow addressed by the commitment which were made during the World Humanitarian Summit in May 2016 in Istanbul, in which everyone committed to joint and transparent analysis. And other ones, it was technical, in the sense that for quite some time, agencies could not agree on a standard tool to estimate crisis. Now there is a global consensus that IPC is the tool that is best fit to estimate this crisis.